With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to be talking once again with Linfield High School boys hockey coach John Gardner. And, Coach, welcome back once again. How are you?
Doing great now that it's February vacation and we're heading to the island tomorrow, so excited about that.
Hey, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, my now that I'm not a teacher, I don't keep track of that stuff anymore, although I'm supposed to with my grandchildren. Oh, well, good, good. Now, I want to start. First, John, let's get the business out of the way. Let's look back to the Bishop Fenwick game because I didn't get a report on that, and you guys were successful in that one. You keep rolling on. Looks like a typical Linfield game, maybe?
Yeah, we always like to get on teams early and extend. So we're up 2-0 after one. Really good period. Kept them to about five shots, nothing in the grade A variety. And then second period, even though we talked about the dreaded 2-0 lead, we kind of started playing a little looser. Like we always tell our guys, don't play like you have a safety net, you have a two-goal lead. We ended up extending and getting it to 3-0, but then we got even looser and kind of traded chances. We got lucky on a bunch. Jim's team kept coming. And we were very lucky. They ended up scoring with about 2:30 left in the second. Wasn't happy about that off of a face-off, kind of a weird, unintentional miss the net short side. I could tell when it's on purpose. And went in the room 3-1, wasn't happy about it. And then in the third period, we ended up getting a fourth. But it was kind of sloppy. So, I mean, when you share the rink with a team, you know a lot of their guys. I'll give them a slight pass, but, you know, we'll take the result for sure.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. As you, head toward the end of the regular season, and you are familiar with so many, your kids are familiar with so many different situations and stuff, is there, in high school, is there a tendency for a team that's riding high and doing really well, feeling good, to maybe get sloppy or a little, I don't know, a little complacent maybe here and there, no matter who the opponent is? I'm sure if you're playing for the championship, that doesn't happen. But this time, sort of like it's the doldrums. It's the season before the season. You're getting ready.
Yeah, we kind of hit them over the head with not getting complacent. And, a lot at stake. How you kind of put meaning into things. And for us, it's, we got that zero in the loss column, keep it going. We don't want to have them be able to have that on us over the next 2 weeks at the rink. And then I told them, it's a small world. I go, those guys will have that on you for life. The old, remember when you had the perfect season and we beat you. So we kind of put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the next step is the Vineyard trip. And that's one that we always like to, you know, go to the island and come back with some hardware. So, you know, and then Gloucester. So it's like you just kind of frame it each game, what the meaning is and what we're playing for. So we keep them pretty engaged.
Yeah, I would think it's really exciting for the kids at this point, especially with a week off in school, a road trip like this. Before I get to that, I have to ask you about the most recent power rankings that came out on Tuesday. And you guys have fallen all the way down to second. Does that mean anything at this point, John?
No, I mean, you can't put what you wish for kind of thing. No one openly, even though we were a one for like 2 months, no one wants to be carrying that around. And that's not to say that we might not end up there. But it was interesting to see how the formula worked because they jumped us by literally like 0.06 of a point.
Yep.
And they played on Monday against Barnstable. Barnstable had a plus rating and they won by one. So then they were on, you know, kind of on a holding pattern. Then we beat Fenwick 4-1, and they're slightly lower in the standings, D1, in the rankings than Barnstable. And then you have to factor in the fact that Barnstable gets a big bump from playing Scituate because they're ranked high,
mm-hmm.
and even though they were idle, they that kind of factors into Scituate's opponent rating. And then on the flip side, us beating Fenwick 4-1 messes with their ranking. Not only do they lose, but they lose by 3, and that ultimately affects our opponent rating. So I thought we would possibly jump them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't, and then I kind of did the math in my head, like, oh, I see what happened here.
You know, man, I teach math, and I can't follow any of that, so God bless you for taking that extra stuff on. You guys are amazing.
Yeah.
And explaining it to me. Okay, now let's get to this this tournament thing. Tell me a little bit about the history and the tradition of this tournament going down to the Vineyard and why it's called a Farley Dickinson tournament.
Yeah, so I think that's, you know, we went to the Vineyard when we were our junior and senior year, and it wasn't a tournament at that point. And then the tournament started maybe Vinny's second year. And Linfield's been going ever since. We had a couple, you know, years where we missed, whether it's COVID or they restructured the tournament. The Farley Dickinson, I actually did some research on this years past, and it kind of escapes me right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it has to do with the family and something to do with vacationing on the island. But the tournament's over 20 years old. So it's a long-standing tournament, and teams really want to get that hardware on the island. So
it's got to be some kind of charity thing that they did or something or other. But
maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now, again, you told me who the other teams were. I forgot. You got Hopkinton, Martha's Vineyard, and what's the other one?
Hudson's a new addition this year.
Okay. All right. So now, what about the logistics, Coach? Because you're going down, I presume, you got to stay over the weekend. Are you going down today or on Saturday?
I would never spend two nights. It's too much. Too many things can go wrong.
Right.
So we just do a business trip, leave in the morning tomorrow, catch the ferry at 10:45 at Woods Hole. Martha's Vineyard does a great job of taking care of us on the other side. We go to the hotel, kind of veg out, and then this year we're playing in the 5 o'clock game as opposed to the 7. Mm-hmm. Historically, Linfield always opens up with Vineyard at 7 in the second game, but this year they kind of, I'll joke with Matt, their coach, he's trying to avoid us.
Okay.
So we're playing Hopkinton, which is a very good test. They're a good D2 team. They're high flying. They buzz around. So it'll be a good test for us. Nobody wants to play the 11 a.m. consolation game, so it'll be some motivation there.
You know, Coach, I coached JV baseball for a very short time, a couple of years with Roger Parody, the varsity coach. And one night I took my team to a Red Sox game, and I don't remember how many kids we had, maybe 15 or 20 or whatever it was, and it was just me and them. And, you know, they're mostly sophomores and juniors. And two kids left. They left Fenway Park, and they just disappeared. And it was just me. Now, this is just a bus trip. And, you know, as a teacher, I'm going nuts. And at that time, we didn't have cell phones or anything like that. I didn't know what to do, so I brought the kids home. And then when I got home, I had the parents' phone numbers, and I called them. And the kids had gone home by themselves. And that little thing, just that one little incident, John, convinced me that I wasn't going to be able to be a good coach. And so I just admire what you guys can do and to take this thing, not only for the competitiveness, but also for the camaraderie, for the idea of bonding together and making a trip down there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't sell yourself short. That sounds like those two guys are a bunch of knuckleheads. So, and we always got them. We keep our guys pretty, under our thumb on that trip. And again, you don't have a lot of time to get into trouble. It's just, move from the next hurdle, get over it, mm-hmm. to the next thing. Hopefully you win, you go home, you eat something, you rest, you get up the next morning and get ready for the next game. So, but it is a great, you know, being in a mini tournament for stakes before the big tournament is a nice way to prepare, get on a bus, get on a ferry, get in the mm-hmm. hotel, guys get a little, you know, can kind of bond a little bit. So it's definitely something that we look forward to every year.
Well, not everybody gets to visit the Vineyard no matter what. And how many kids do you have, or do you have kids, obviously, who went to the tournament last year? I mean, in terms of your captains, they must know the importance of this.
For sure. We always talk about the program history and, with us kind of winning it last year, we'd like to defend that championship. And again, it's a privilege to be able to go to that. We got guys that are like on the bubble on JV that unfortunately miss out this year. But again, it's like you gotta enjoy the the moment, enjoy the weekend, and you know, and have some fun with it, and hopefully win, you know, with it. So.
Hey, are there parents who sort of set this weekend aside and say, okay, we're going down, a little weekend getaway for them to watch my son play?
Oh, of course. We have, we probably will have perfect attendance in the sense that at least one parent from every player will go. If
wow.
Not both.
Okay.
So, yeah, we travel pretty well. It's a fun weekend.
Oh, that's cool. That's excellent. All right, so you've got Hopkinton on Saturday at 5:30, and then the next game for you is TBD, as depending on who wins. And you know I'm going to give you a jingle or at least text you sometime during the weekend to see what's going on. I'll follow the score, and then maybe we can talk before the Gloucester game next Wednesday.
Yes, and I'll love being up at the Talbot, even though it's been cruel to us the past few years, but I love the venue. It's that, you know, this time of year going to the island and then going to the Talbot. It's a lot of fun.
You know, just a little bit of a sneak ahead. Gloucester is kind of a dangerous team this year. I mean, except for Winthrop, they, you know, they're like that wasp that comes out and attacks you when you ain't ready for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get matched up with them. I mean, it's different with us being in Division III this year. Obviously, we have to keep an eye on them having. We always do the bookend, you know,
right.
January 1st and then
right.
End of the year. It's a nice barometer, but it's a good test. And once we get done next Wednesday, I'm thrilled because I don't have to deal with them. they're hard to handle.
Hey, final question. In terms of lodging and so on, what's the meal situation like for the kids down in the Vineyard? How does that shape out?
So, yeah, our boosters do a great job of taking care of guys. We'll have a really nice breakfast provided for us, a bag lunch to get on, you know, the bus tomorrow. Then when we get across the way, they'll have like sandwiches too, because we get on the ferry at 10:45 and takes about 45 minutes. Then you're jumping on a bus, so they'll have food ready for us right when we get to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the game, because we play at 5 this year, they'll have some type of food provided for us before light, you know, bedtime and room check and lights out. And then the Vineyard actually hosts a breakfast for all the teams, which is nice. And then you're pretty much in a sprint to get to the ferry and get some food on your way back on the mainland. So, it's just, you know, check this box, get to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's well orchestrated. Our boosters do a fantastic job, well-oiled machine.
And in a formal setting, do you commiserate with some of the coaches down there that you've competed against before?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. A lot of respect for Matt Mincone, who coaches the Vineyard. He's been there for 25 years. He's mm-hmm. won 2 state championships at the Division II and III level. So I always like picking his brain. Again, hopefully we play them on Sunday, and then again, it's one of those ones, just like I mentioned with Gloucester, like, we don't have to see them again, so we're their biggest fans. Same thing with Derek. I'm always a huge fan, pulling for the Fishermen once 222's over. That's it, yeah.
I hear you. I totally understand that. Oh, man, it's great hearing about this stuff. I wish you and the kids well. Have a wonderful trip down there, Coach, and we'll talk again early next week.
Appreciate it, Rick. Look forward to talking to you in person.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Me too. Bye-bye.
All right, man.
All right, that's Sean Gardner, who is the Linfield High School hockey coach, the boys hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.